So we need to call the meeting to order. Don, do you want to take roll call, please?
Oh, sure. Oh, good. Hi, Dan. Dan.
Mayor? He's muted.
Oh.
Here? Can you hear me?
Yep. Thank you. Diane?
I'm in district remotely. Yes.
And Joanne?
Here.
Greg?
Here.
Reed? Here, sorry.
Okay. Before we get to the consent items, I would like to add one more item to the consent items, and that's the minutes from the
20th.
The 20th budget meeting. That okay with everybody? We have to take a roll call on that.
I think someone just make a motion to accept.
I'll move to accept.
Anybody want to second it? I can second it, right? I'll second it since I made it.
Okay, roll call. Joanne?
Aye.
Dan, or Greg?
Aye.
Reed?
Aye.
Dan?
Keith.
I can't read lips, but I think he said aye.
Aye.
And Diane?
Aye.
You need to hear him say eventually.
Oh, Dan, do you approve the consent items with the May 20th minutes in it? Okay. He put a thumb up.
Okay. So that was just adding the minutes,
yes.
Right?
Oh, I thought that was...
No, that was just the motion to add the minutes that got left off.
Okay.
So now there's... We need a motion to approve all four things.
I'll make a motion to approve all four consent items.
You have to name them.
So I'll have to flip to another screen to do it. Sorry, you guys.
You don't have to.
Check the agenda in front. I have to go from one screen to the next. Sorry. Where are my consent? Okay. For the approval of the agenda, number two, approval of the May 13th regular board meeting minutes, and three, approval of the monthly expenditures from May 2025.
And in the minutes to May 20th.
Oh, pardon me. Yes, the minutes from May 20th.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second.
Cool. And then to approve all four consent items, Reed?
Aye.
Aye.
Joanne? Greg?
Aye.
Dan? Oh, he's got a thumb. And Diane?
Aye.
Okay. Now it's time for our report from 49 of services, water services.
Oh.
Can you pull it up, please?
So it was all good water. The raw was 5.4, finished was 0.08. Flow rate's definitely gone up to 350 gallons a minute. We did have Alpine Reviewers and Lorraine Brothers come out and look at the check valve replacement and cleaning out the said basins, but haven't heard back from them. It's really hard to get quotes returned to you.
Yeah.
I've had a really difficult time. Alpine says they're going to get it tonight to me, but I'm still waiting on Lorraine Brothers. As far as the distribution, just had a bunch of irrigation leaks. So we went out and kind of assisted with just shutting down the meters. Some of them canceled on us while we were on our way, but nothing exciting. And then down further, we got our inspection report back. It was all pretty minor. They wanted us to make some adjustments in the O&M manual. So just adding checklists and things like that. So we're working on that. In 2023, 2024, they said there was some testing missed, primarily the DBPs, which are the disinfection byproducts. That was what their biggest concern was. So they just asked us to maintain quarterly on that. And then we're going to go back this month and sample some of the metals that were missed. There were some inorganics that were missed. They wanted us to do an efficacy evaluation on the said basin, clean up some additional vegetation around the population sediment basins. And then lastly, the fence around there, it got damaged by a tree branch. We think we could probably lift it up and fix ourselves. We might need to call someone out to assist. But
what type of fence is it?
It's like,
a chain link little fire fence.
Yeah. A chain link fence.
Yeah. Okay. So it's not bad, but they're just, want to get propped up. So I think we'll be able to take care of that ourselves.
And O&M is operation and maintenance.
Yes, the old manual. Yeah.
So that's a manual you keep at the treatment plant.
Yeah. Kind of just a SOP almost. So
who comes out and does the inspection?
That was the state.
State.
So they came out. That was they came out last month, I believe. Do you remember the date?
2 months.
Or maybe it was even in April, late April.
Yeah.
So, how often did it come out?
This one was like just they had anonymous complaints, so they came out just to do the survey.
Oh,
but,
that's right, I forgot.
Yeah, but everything was fine. So yeah.
Okay.
So those were the things they noted though in it that they wanted fixed. So I don't think we're gonna have any issue with any of it. I mean, I may have to call you guys if we can't get the fence fixed and just get some quotes on that. But that's it. Yeah.
Do you take pictures after you
fix
the vegetation and send it back in?
Yep. Just take pictures, respond to them and see if they're happy.
Awesome.
Yeah. So yeah. But it was really good report overall. Like very, very minor stuff. So
does anybody have any questions for Shane, Diane, or Dan?
No. I would like to maybe have Shane available for the document that we're supposed to do in terms of the backflow, for lack of a better way to put it, just in case we have questions about that document. I think it's fairly self-explanatory, but I don't know how much that it involves him in terms of tracking.
We can turn this one to the top.
Okay, so that's
move six to the first position.
So I could propose that we move that up in, an order, right?
So yes.
If everybody's okay with just moving that to the front so that he can be available for that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. So, general manager's report?
It's just a long. Okay.
No,
I've been back and forth with the auditor. They finished our books and auditing the books, and it's been a nightmare of who did which, and then everything, all the money was put in the roads at one point, and then took it back out, and then they had to do adjusting entries because of all kinds of stuff. So anyway, we've been going at it for the last couple of weeks, just one thing after the next, and now
hope they're not charging us for their mistakes.
Well, the ball is in Clutcher County's court, and then they quickly right back just said, oh, we just do what you tell us to do. But we're getting to the bottom of it, and most of the problem stems from the startup of starting with Placer County, and they made an assumption that all the money that the roads which they don't call roads. They just call it Placid Christian Valley Fund or something like that. And then the other is Christian Valley Water. And so they didn't, they just put everything roads. And it's like, no, but so anyway, it's just been a nightmare. So anyway, I'm hoping that next month we'll have audited financials and stuff like that. And then there's some different discrepancies that come up because Placer County is on a cash basis. I mean, it used to be on an accrual basis. And so anyway, it's changed some things on how they're recorded stuff. So anyway, but we'll talk more about that next month and go from there. We did find out, I don't think that much has changed in the signage arena, is that right?
No.
Yeah. And then PCWA FAP grant, I got an email from a resident of Lauren Court saying, hey, did you, I just want you to be aware of these FAP grants, you know, and you know, this is like free money. And I'm like, yeah, we apply for it every year. So she's like, oh, okay, well, good to know. And you know, they don't come out and tell all the places. They only, you only know if you got it, if they send you an email saying you've been awarded. But they don't send out an email saying, this is why you did. You know, they don't do that. They don't, which would be kind of helpful to prove on it. But maybe I could just give a friendly phone call.
Yeah. 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 That would be a good idea.
Yeah. But anyway, and then hopefully in a couple of months we can start to, that's my brother. He never talked like that.
Want to take it?
Well, he's still alive. Anyway, the customers who would like to stop receiving water service from Christian Valley, you know, hopefully in a couple of months we can start in on that.
So could that be another question
for the attorney?
For the attorney, yeah, because she did such a good job on the other question.
Right.
So that would be.
Yeah. But it was under the one question at a time.
Yeah, it was under that because yeah. It gets overwhelming. So that'll be good. So do we know on the signs how many streets are done? Is that when we go over the report that you have?
That'll be way out of date. I think it's the map that
The map that we looked at last meeting. I can
because I think that would be nice to know maybe in the next newsletter. I was thinking maybe we could keep it on the minutes. We can write the streets that we put up the signs.
Yeah,
but maybe not.
I think that the one coming out is important to be basically budget related stuff. Are you talking about the one coming out in July to put that the stop sign or put the speed limit signs on that one, or are you talking about the next one after that?
I'm not sure.
I'll read the meters end of June, and then the newsletter will go out with the bills probably mid-July.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the newsletter that's in here to get approved.
Yeah.
And if, anyway, you can talk about that.
When
which one you wanted.
So it would be the next newsletter. Oh, this one is fine.
Okay.
Yeah. The next
one. We can arrange for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think it would be a good thing for people to know. I mean, they can see the signs on their street, but just let them know where that we put them on all the roads.
All district maintained roads.
Yeah, district maintained roads. Okay. Any more from the general manager?
No, he's trying to be quiet.
Okay. Comments from the audience on items not on the agenda? Comments? Okay. Now we're up to the discussion items, and the first discussion item will be the resolution 2025-4 cross connection regulations. Meeting me. It's a good thing I like you.
All work will come out soon.
So, anyhow, the floor.
Go ahead.
Tyler gave us a resolution that he got from RCHC, which is, I forget what it stands for.
Cobb Area Water District.
Mm-hmm.
Basically take a copy, paste it to put our name on it, basically.
Yeah, and the thing that when I was reading it through, and I was trying to read it as carefully as I could, is that they have, like, if there's a backflow, it's getting tested. And the problem is that when anyone hooks up to water in Christian Valley, they get a backflow on there, like it or not. They just get one, whether there's an external water source or not. And so I had to put in as needed, that kind of, just two or three times, I think I had to do that. And so that, because it would be a huge nightmare to say, oh, hey, let's test all 632 of them, and then some of them don't have it. But anyway,
yeah.
Christian Valley's been putting in backflow devices, the double check backflow device, since like 90s.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
That's
so probably. My house has got one, and but it's never been tested because I don't have a well.
So the district just didn't update the older ones? Is that the deal?
Yeah.
Wait, the older backflow?
Before the 90s, because houses have been built.
No one's had it. There was no regulation to have one.
Okay. So it doesn't get grandfathered back? We're like, yeah.
Well, it was just on the, they just did a survey. Who's got a pool? Who's got a well? An active well?
Yeah, I remember doing that. All that information. Yeah.
The high pressure sewer lift pumps.
Pressure.
So may I have the floor?
Oh, if they're into the sewer, then they have to have a backflow.
Supposed to, yes. That's what most people are doing nowadays.
But that's county. That's county. When you hook it to the sewer, that's up to the county. All of that.
No, I mean we talked about that, not the last meeting because I wasn't here, but the one before that, that if you're hooked to the sewer could potentially be a cross connection with the water system. Say that your plumber ties in the sewer to the water line, could push back into the water system.
Well, when you hook into the sewer, the county does all the inspections and then they take over. So they probably know that.
Yeah,
that's something you have to put in. Okay, Diane.
So you're saying everything, Don, that was in or built after, say, 1990, that was automatic, but prior, like my house, I doubt would have a backflow on it. However, at the time somebody does some other modification, like puts in a pool, at that point, we would have to oversee and make sure a backflow went in, right? Because of a pool.
And
do you need anything that addresses that at all? In that policy that one's grandfathered, right? But the minute you do something else that triggers it, such as a pool, that is a risk for backflow. Am I correct?
Yes. The county doesn't just automatically contact the water districts if a pool's going in, because it's kind of up to them. They just leave that up to the resident.
This thing doesn't say
do a survey.
I'm just trying to read through it. I'm looking at all the different things that are required. So you'd have to modify the text to say that. All it says is any commercial premises having auxiliary water supplies. No comma, though, and then swimming pools storing or having potential to store chemicals. So that, I mean, when you read through it, it has all these other, because this is what the people are going to, who may need to put them in, have to adhere to, right? in this document that we have, right? All the requirements of the different kinds of premises that need to have it done, right? So, I mean, just reading the text, it doesn't have that.
So with that, I took exactly that, and all I did was add as needed and required.
So I know it's not my turn. I'm not supposed to speak right now, but the impression I'm under is this regulation says this is what we want to do, whatever that is we want to do. And it's not like new people going forward have to deal with this. It's everyone. So if you have a pool, you're supposed to put in the backflow.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a high pressure sewer lift pump on your property that could potentially cross connect with the water system, you need to get a backflow.
If you have a well.
But if we're going to use the big one,
this text, it does not say what you said. That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't say above
ground pool. It just says any commercial premises have an auxiliary water. And you search on the word pool in the whole thing, that's the only place it shows up. So if we're going to use this text to enforce it, this is. Or is that overkill?
That's commercial. You're reading it.
Yeah.
Commercial,
and that's right. This is what we'll use to.
Well, commercial would be fire sprinklers. You need a backflow for fire sprinkler system.
And then auxiliary
water
sources.
But we're not commercials. We're homeowners.
This is commercial here.
Right here, but we're talking about Christian
Valley.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to be throwing up here, put up the document so we can get in some detail. Yeah. I'm not 100%. This is adopted from a state law by verbatim, or where did it come from?
What do you want to see, Rick?
The part that says
so there's the required
degrees of hazard, type of protection required. It's like in section 2, type of protection required.
Here. In table 1, situations
and
are
if
not
you scroll
covered
down,
in table 1 shall be.
There's a.
Shall be
right here. These are the cases where these are and the types that are required to go with those cases.
I agree.
Yeah. So
this is where the state's really passionate about. They're putting a lot on these little utilities and saying you guys gotta do these surveys and then we have to tell people that have these issues. That fall under these categories, like you guys in the backflow.
Right. No, I get that, but I'm saying certain things that you said that require, like pool, are not on here.
No, I was saying pool because that's what we were talking about, the pool. I'm not sure if a pool is the same. A pool, I think, needs a any siphon device.
Right.
According to the county.
That's basically what I'm saying. I know what's talking about. We don't need to over specify this if not necessary. You don't want to say, oh, yeah, pool, you got to put it in. Where does it say that? It doesn't say it here. Does it say it somewhere else that we're missing?
I don't think it needs it.
Okay, well then let's just be clear on that.
Yeah, so we just...
Yeah.
Actually, it sounds like it pertains if you have Christian Valley Water and you're using the well also.
Yeah, what
that's
I
the
think
only,
if I can...
That,
think, yeah.
That's the only thing that I can see. If we don't have to do pools, it's only people who have wells and using their well water and Christian Valley Water.
Right.
That makes perfect sense,
and
too.
Pressure sewage thing, too. That would make sense.
There may be a requirement on not just using it, but actually a cement cap.
It would have to be abandoned.
It needs to be officially abandoned.
Yeah.
To consider it not an external
source. Yes, yes,
yeah. Yes. If you
have an abandoned well in this cap, you don't count, right? But if you have an active well, then you do, right?
Yeah.
So that stuff needs to be like spelled out before we go out to everybody and say this, right? Because we don't want to create ambiguity.
So where would the well and the water, where would that be?
Yes.
Well,
that'd be number 2. Auxiliary water sources.
Okay, auxiliary water sources and supplies premises. Then there's
And so it just says AG, which is an air cap, but then you could use a RP.
So
RP may be used in lieu of AG if approved by the district. So we would have to approve.
RP, what is it? The reduced pressure principal backflow prevention assembly.
So if you know what an air gap is, right? So like if you got a big tank and you've just got a pipe coming in and it drops in, that's the air gap. And then it just stops below the incoming pipe.
Okay.
So yes. That way the tank water can't physically go back up into the pipe.
So when did Placer County pass the law that all new builds have to have sprinkler systems in it?
It was like 2 or 3 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's not that long ago.
There shouldn't be many.
So all the new builds that are going on in Christian Valley, including the ADUs,
all have sprinklers.
And so they need that.
The RPs.
Yeah, the RP. Yeah.
But isn't it like if you remodel or do an ADU, then you have to put a sprinkler system
in the main house?
Oh, yeah. Your existing
house? Some of the sometimes.
Might be something to look at.
I don't
out.
Know if that's
center. So for fire systems, does the county inspect that for a backflow?
Yeah. I didn't realize that's for existing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Honestly. Like,
I can probably just answer that real quick, Bree, because of my neighbor before she sold that house when she did a full remodel. Remember, you know, Katie, Dawn, that she had an inch line she had to put in because of the fire suppression in that house.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they did a major remodel.
Right. Yeah, but the county did force them to put in a higher diameter and sprinkler system to do that remodel.
So, and a backflow for the fire system?
How long ago was that? That I don't know. Don, did that, do you know?
On how long ago?
Well, it was, gosh, had to be early 2000s that she did that, I think.
I had missed your question, sorry.
Oh, about the backflow.
About the backflow when the fire protection thing was put in.
When they did a little
force them to put that in addition to the fire system.
I don't remember.
You think that would be part of the code, right? If you're going to put in a sprinkler, you put that in too, you think.
Yeah.
And where is it located when you put up? Is it on the part that feeds into the fire system or is it further somewhere else? Where do they normally put the backflow protector?
But right after the meter. That's pretty much delineated.
Okay, even for if it's just a fire system thing?
It's right.
Okay. It's right at the meter. Right at the meter.
The meter,
right at the meter.
Street. Meter and backflow, okay. And then it goes to the home, and it's like inches away from each other. Yeah,
interesting.
Then the backflow is a test,
it maximizes the protection, right? It's into the vein.
Well, my suggestion is to approve this document, even though it doesn't really pertain to a lot of things that we're talking about, so that we're in compliance and then we can amend this thing as we get other ones, you know, other people start posting theirs and we're like, that one fits a little better to what we're doing.
Wait, then we're sort of just making things.
I don't want to
we need a single source of truth in my view.
It has to be filed by July 1st. Yes.
What do we have to file?
This.
Yeah. Just the document.
Okay. Yeah.
The document.
Okay.
And do we file it every year?
I don't think so.
No. Just one time?
Just one time. But we can always amend it and refile the new one.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
That's what I was meaning by.
But I don't want to amend it based on about people's feedback. We need to legally. Right?
We need to look in this thing. Okay. We need to look into a few
things. I don't think it's that. Okay.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
I mean, there's companies that do this
for us. Something official.
It only costs like $10,000, you know.
so this is our stopgap to meet the requirement to file something, and then we can refile. And that's okay, that's legal. They'll let us do that.
Yeah.
You can always amend what you file.
If you do an amend.
Well, that's what RCAC was telling Tyler to do, right?
Yeah, they said take that document, just put your name on it, and basically turn it in, they'll accept it.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you're. I think the state found that they have Title 17, which is you know, attached to Title 22, Chapter 17. And they just found like there was no way for the state to do all these surveys and enforce these rules. They don't have enough employees. They're like, okay, well, your districts have to deal with all this stuff now. So, we're dead.
We are little. Okay. Do we have a motion to approve the resolution 2025-04 cross connection regulations?
I'll move to approve the cross connection regulation document for filing with the state, right?
Mm-hmm.
As written.
Can I just ask Shane real quick? Do you have any concerns or things that you think the board should know?
No. I agree with Don. Get it filed, and then you can always update it with me. Yeah.
I just needed to know where, you know, if you were feeling a little.
Yeah.
No. Okay. Then I'll second the motion.
And I'll walk through everybody's name. Reed?
Aye.
Greg?
Aye.
Diane?
Aye.
Dan?
Aye.
Joanne?
Aye. Okay. Next item.
One thing again. Oh, no. Lauren didn't come back to you with a date.
No.
Okay.
No, he hasn't gotten a bid to me back. And as of 6:30 before I got here, Alpine still hadn't gotten a bid, but they said they were going to send one tonight as well.
Yeah. No, I meant a date to do the check valve.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I haven't heard that either.
Because he was coming out to see what parts, you know, exactly all the parts and measurements.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Must be their busy season.
I just want to make sure that was covered.
Yeah.
So next item, the board will ask. The board will ask to approve. To approve the proposal to prepare an appraisal of a potential easement in the Kenneth Loop area.
So background: the company that Jerry had recommended that he had done appraisal on the easement, and he was guessing at 3,000. That company came in at 4,000.
That's the one in this letter, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it came in at 4,000, and then Joanne and I started looking around, looking around for other companies that actually do appraisals on easements, and it wasn't looking good.
No.
And
mean this one was more or less?
No, we couldn't get any appraisers that do this.
That do the unique skill.
Yeah.
It's a unique skill. Okay. Yes, it is.
And so anyway, I was just wanting to ask the board to, instead of approving the $3,000 or amending it to $4,000, then let him go and do it.
And where would that money come from?
Wouldn't that apply to the capital improvement project?
Oh, absolutely. But
maybe. Is there any other place it can come? I want to watch the capital.
Well, if you want to go in someplace.
I want to watch the capital improvement money grow and grow since it's just starting up.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it later. Okay.
So being asked to approve of this, so we wanted to go public with it.
Yeah.
I think the thing that sort of bugs me a little bit about this is that we may not do the project in the end if we're spending money on an upgrade, right? If something else fails down the line, we're putting money into it that.
Well, it's actually making it literally, it's kind of forcing the property to give us an easement.
Right.
And paying for a pipe that may or may not go in. And so
So we get
then,
to
then it guarantees the loop. Because without it, we had all the money that
okay,
that just so we just spent, PCW has spent, it's all for naught.
We don't have a grant that covers this, right? We just
right.
have to spend. Whereas we had a grant for everything up to this point on this,
yeah.
It's all been sort of covered by something.
And one of the questions that PCWA asked was, how much money of your own have you put into the kind of loop? You know, like how much? And
mm-hmm.
and I think that that's partly why we didn't get approved for the Kenneth Loop grant.
It's this, why? What's the
because
reason?
They wanted to have
Skin
the district.
Game?
Exactly.
Okay.
They wanted the district to have money put into the.
So now if we put a little skin in the game, then we can say,
but,
check that box, right?
Yes.
But so, what about all the money we paid Jerry for the Kenneth Loop?
That got me first.
That was grant money.
That was,
but
that was all covered. Yeah.
And now
it's covered under the grant.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, now it's coming out.
We've been really fortunate up to this point that, yeah, grants have covered all the soft costs up to now.
Okay. All right.
So we should do it, it looks like. Plus, in the if the project gets stalled or whatever, we forever do have that easement.
Right.
Okay. So I guess that's good.
Well, without the easement, it's a showstopper, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So this appraisal is going to do exactly what?
We need for the game
to
well,
get with the homeowner to explain to him or to negotiate what he wants.
Yeah, I thought it was that.
And
it doesn't give us the easement. It just it's a movement toward getting the easement.
Right.
Yeah. But it was also to justify that if four hookups is a value of the easements.
Yeah.
Because that was what the discussion was with Jerry was, well, I think it was Diana who was bringing it up that, you know, we should know what the value of the easement is.
Mm-hmm.
And that to know, are we putting too much out on the table or not, you know, and it's not enough.
So this thing could be a double-edged sword once that number comes back.
Correct. Yeah.
Could be, yeah, you're right.
But it is, it's a disclosure that even our constituents are, you know, entitled to know that they got whatever their money was, you know, could afford. I still, as much as I, you know, puckering on $4,000 for this, it's looking like unless we want to go to Sacramento or the Bay Area to get somebody, maybe it would be cheaper, but. Yeah, I think, I hate to say it, but in the long run, you know, it shows our intent going forward for not only PCWA, but other grant opportunities that, you know, we're investing in where that pipe's got to go.
Yeah.
Well, not only that, but we're protecting the district in a way because we are saying, okay, this is the value of this. This is what we're proposing to trade for this, and we're showing that we're being good stewards of the funds that we have available to us to move this project forward. In other words, we're not going to grossly overpay for it, or you know, something like that. So.
So to get back to kind of what Joanne was asking, all I'm getting is this is like not going to solidify anything. It's just giving us the actual, what would be a just compensation, even if we were to do the dreaded eminent domain, right? At least that would have been a step we would have had to take if that's what we were left with. So I don't, you know, I see it from that perspective too. If it really got, you know, who knows what could happen when the shovel finally has to be presented to the ground. So I'll yield with that.
Present the shovel. Can you tell I'm out of school? My wife said, did you just save up all the jokes for home?
Tell her you told him to hear it.
Yeah, she's trying to get him out.
Yeah. Okay, so do we have a motion to
conduct the appraisal? I move that we conduct the appraisal on the proposed easement for the Kenneth on the who's a, who, what property?
Let's say the Chemo Way development.
There's more than one easement, though, right? That we're
yeah, there's after. A couple.
So let's call it, call it out by name for the easement on who's someone to those property, right? Who is it?
I think his name is Hamilton.
Hamilton property? Okay. On the Hamilton property for the Kenneth Lee project.
For $4,000.
For $4,000. Not to exceed, should we say that? Or no, because it's estimated it's, that way?
It was just.
You could accept the bid, I guess, Greg.
Yeah, we'll accept the bid for the appraisal, yes, from
on the Hamilton
property. From the company from the Hamilton property appraisal by what's the name of the firm that's doing it?
Sierra Nevada Appraisal Group.
Sierra Nevada Appraisal Group.
I'll second it.
Okay. Roll call. Dan.
Aye.
Thank you. Greg?
Aye.
Joanne?
Aye.
Reed?
Aye.
Diane?
Aye.
Okay. Next item. The board will be asked to approve the road project 2025-01 to go out to bid. And I'm sure everybody read it.
Wonderful.
It's the same one as last time.
Mostly boilerplate, then the projects are down at the end.
Yeah.
I'll move to accept.
Okay.
Sorry. The only comment I had about it is like it's referring to the general specifications, the County of Placer, dated October 1996. The latest one is. I just print out a few pages. 2018. So we're a little behind the times.
We should specify.
I saw the 1996. I was like.
Which means that someone needs to go through this and the, where it says the Placer County specs, make sure that those specification sections match the 2018.
Yes. Yeah. Good catch.
I actually thought about that earlier and I took completely space, and I'm glad you brought it up, Reed.
It's important because, like, construction methods change.
Yeah.
As well as the chemicals and things that are allowed to be used in the state of California from 1996 to 2018.
Yeah.
So maybe we're, specifying something that's illegal and they're, like, charging us more. Because we're not.
I would hope that they know being right. In the business.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, I'm not saying that they're using illegal chemicals. I'm saying.
Right.
Who authored this original one?
Placer County.
You mean our bid thing? The theft in our bid. Placer County authored that?
They.
In our RFP, the notice.
Lynn Cook was in cahoots, or not cahoots, this one.
Was friends with someone. He was
friends with the guy head of.
Okay, so he wrote the piece. So we need to have that redone.
And so.
We actually redid this last year, didn't we? Do some changes to it. Because the way they were writing them. It was leaving things open-ended, and I thought we made some change to the...
But it was still all relative to the 1996 spec.
I took
small change. When you made a phone call at their meeting.
Yeah.
Last year.
So there were some changes that we made to this that they need to say this is what's included in everything, right? I don't know. I just remember there were some changes to that.
But it probably wasn't addressing that.
Yeah, so now we need to make an updated change.
That's a big one because you have to go through and
The other thing I was wondering, have you ever had like a contract go over the time limit and actually do the LVs, the liquidated damages?
Yeah.
So sometimes when contractors see LVs, they're going to charge more and stuff. I mean, that's not always the case, but you know, when they think there's money on the line, they're going to.
They will, like, that, yeah, it's not worth it.
Yeah. I mean, $100 a day is not much, but I mean, I don't know.
That's, I mean, if they're delayed or whatever kind of thing, that's good.
Yeah, so basically a liquidated damage, say the contract starts on July 1st and they have to end by August 31st. They go after August 31st. Every day after that, they're giving you $100 back.
So they buffer for that in their cost.
They could, yeah.
And so we don't really care about that. But we don't need that. Right?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
As long as they finish it before the rain start or whatever, right?
But. Right. I mean, they do that, you know, because that way, you know, if they drag their feet, there's a consequence, right?
Yeah.
To the action. But I mean, if you've had that happen over and over again, I can understand that. But if you just have had that in there for years and you've never actually done it,
and it'd be hard to know.
Sometimes it's a little punitive, like they would read through that and they're like, ugh. Yeah.
But they wouldn't itemize out. We're charging it. So we don't, but they just have a higher price, right?
Yeah, no, correct. Right. So
proving a negative.
They'll throw something, you know, time or material a little higher, right? But not too much higher because they want to be the low bidder. They can't.
I think so.
But if all bidders follow that same rule, then you're upping the whole thing.
This.
Correct.
All right.
Interesting. Reed or whoever are the rest
of them. Or do you just want to put it off and say it's waiting?
Oligopoly or something.
There's a way down stack.
So
the reason why I tried to get this thing going was because last year the road project, it was late September.
Yeah, you know, we want to get it.
And the best time to be doing chicken seal is when it's hot.
Is there a way to possibly, I mean, we'd have to have somebody do that exercise. Is it outside the scope of anybody here to do that? I mean, because like you say, an expert from the county wrote it before, but it sounds fairly straightforward. You go through the dock and see what matches, have the old one, the new one. If the one of them sits here like section 12.
That's exactly what it is. You don't have to be an expert. You just read whatever it says.
Find where it matches in there.
Exactly. That's number. You know, the latest edition. And
then just enter the general specifications revised April 2018.
Exactly. Because, yeah, I mean, maybe the asphalt stuff's all in section 29, whereas you're pointing to section 13, right?
Yeah.
And so everyone's like, ah, I don't know what they mean, but we'll just assume that they're going to do the.
So just the inserts that's in.
That's all it is.
That's all it is.
It's not, you don't have to be an expert of anything. It's just like,
get point to the right.
Pointing to the right section. That's all it is.
Although, or might there be greater problems though? That if there's something in here that a whole paragraph that might be wrong based upon this, you know, I wonder if there's that requires a level of expertise. I guess we cross that bridge. You bump into something like that, then in other words, if some paragraph in here remains that is some about chemicals or you know what.
It's
probably not.
No one's been complaining, right? None of the contractors,
right?
So, I mean, there's nothing probably hugely wrong. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. The thing that I would suggest is maybe that the board could approve the scope.
Yeah.
And then I could work with Reed or whoever on the final.
Yeah, that's what I was going to propose is a provisional.
And then I'll send that out to Ben and have it open in July.
Yeah.
If it can get revised.
Revised, but that would be a good approach.
Yeah, you can revise it pretty easily.
Would you mind working with me on that?
No, I don't mind at all. We'll get the whole thing. I just print it. Like, I just typed in Placer County General Specifications. it popped up really quick. It's 68 sheet or pages.
Oh.
It's not, not, it's not big much.
Do we have the text of the old one anywhere?
No, I doubt that one, but we could probably
Google that harder.
See if it pops up.
You need it to do this exercise, right?
Well,
in the AI.
You know, if you put the Placer County General Specifications revised April 2018 in there, then they can pull it up
exactly. And
read it if they're not familiar with it.
No, but the problem I'm saying is in our document here, we'll say just says Section 12 of General Specifications, which applies to the 1996.
Well, right.
So if we want to find that equivalent in the new one, we need to read it in the old one to find
it. Not necessarily. So like on page 4, the example, let's see, it says section 3, awarded execution of contract shall conform to provisions of section 3 of the general specification and these special provisions. Well, all you need to do is just, I mean, you know, I gave you the
that's
the table head and look for award and execution of contract. And if it's section 3 still, then you're still good.
There was one further down.
The table of content.
Right.
It's kind of nitpicking here, but there.
Exactly. Like, I mean, you would have to
yeah,
go through,
it's pretty,
but it's, well, like flagging
section
costs
still
in lieu of the conflicting provisions of 7-1.095, you just like you do the PDF of that and type in flagging.
So then
you see where it pops up in what section.
You can detect it. Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
That's really
reasonable. Yeah.
Not like it's not technical at all. It's tedious.
Hey, let's have ChatGPT do it. Seriously, I kid you not. I bet it could do
right.
It.
That's
what Brock is better.
Pick your LLM, whichever one.
Again, like, you know, on page 7, it says section 10, dust control, section 11, mobilization. All you're doing is basically looking at the table of contents and making sure that in 2018, dust control's in section 11 still.
Yeah.
Or if not, then you just.
Which one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I should look up the award contract and it's still section 3.
Okay.
So anyway.
And it may be as easy as throw, like, just, you know, find and replace everything that says 1993 to 2018. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, find and replace.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I
do. If all the other things hold, right? All
exactly.
The numbering holds. Okay, I move that we approve the road RFP, road project RFP, contingent on updates to it, based upon the updated county general specifications for this purpose, road development or whatever it is.
Did you get that, Scott?
How did you word that?
Into Placer County general specifications.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
just add the word updated county.
Updated, yeah, updated. Or specifically 2018 version.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Approved road project 2025-01 RFP contingent on updating to Placer County General Specifications to be 18.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe before the second comes out, I thought we were going to talk more about the scope. last year, Steve Simpson. Simpson Painting said, hey, when you're putting it together next time, I'll be glad to go out for free with you and just so that we can, because there are roads, he's got the eye for it, and I was asking too many questions, but trying to learn what he has seen. But anyway, he said, well, this needs to be done right away. And like Mary Lane, there's some different roads that where you see the chip and seal, you see like different layers of the chip and seal.
Is that included in the list here?
Oh yeah. And then well, but we drove every road, every single one. And so then some of them, he said, well, this one, that'll be not this year, it'll be next year on this particular road. So I actually started another document for
next year.
Next year. And it, well, I mean, and then actually there was a 2027 one for, okay. You know, so he said, well, you probably need to do this in 2027. You probably should look at this in 2027. So anyway, that's how this scope came about.
Okay. So we don't need to.
Oh, no, question, we don't have to nickel that, but I just want to tell you
your process. Be
transparent. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. About so it. Next year, you'll pull off your 2027 list or six list and put it in here. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And still drive around the district and everything.
Because stuff changes from year to year, too. Yeah. The roads get some.
And it'd be a little bit more in conformance to, you know, doing a section, section, section. You know, it seems like that's how things are wearing down. certain areas. And then, I mean, he was just doing that, being kind to do that. It doesn't guarantee that he's going to get the bid, but it does help, you know, make it so that the road project is super meaningful. So anyway.
And everything on this list is per that prioritization that he helped you with.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, so to amend the motion, per the scope, the prioritized scope specified in the RFP, tack that on. There's nothing to further discuss about it, right?
So would you please reread it, Scott?
Yep.
So it's clear. Everybody knows what exactly.
Per the what, the scope on the...
With the scope as written, we could say it that way.
Grant Baldwin made a motion for approval of the road project 2025-01 RFP per scope as written, contingent on updating to Placer County General Specifications 2018.
Dawson, I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Roll call. Diane, let's go first with you.
Hey. I.
Are you Canadian?
Wait, did you say A or I? Okay. Let's see. Dan?
Aye.
Reed?
Aye.
Greg?
Aye.
Joanne?
Aye. So the next discussion action item, board will be asked to approve the annual budget for 2025-2026 fiscal year. Are there any questions on the budget?
Really polished off that.
Yeah, we did.
I don't have
it.
But you can ask us.
Was it pretty much the same as the meeting that I came to? Like,
yes.
It was, okay. Yeah, it's not a lot of work. I couldn't make the last one with my anniversary, so.
Oh,
oh
wow. Yeah.
Gee whiz.
Gee, you could have
brought your wife here.
Yeah.
For your anniversary.
Yeah, keep that right here.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. That's it.
Hey. So, motion to approve. The budget, please.
Have a non-committee member.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the 25-26 fiscal budget for Christian Valley Water as set forth by the board meeting previously.
I'll second it.
Roll call vote. Joanne?
Aye.
Diane?
Aye.
Reed?
Aye.
Greg?
Aye.
Thank you, everybody.
Dan?
Dan?
Aye.
Sorry.
So the next thing we need to approve is the newsletter. And I think it was done very well. I hope people actually read it. And if they called about the water bill, say, did you read the newsletter?
Yeah.
That's how they make friends on the phone.
Yeah. What happened?
Yeah, that's after they shake their fist at the new bill. So that's the way that
happens. Yeah.
They'll get used to it.
Oh, the budget's there too. That's great.
Let's kind of breathe deep.
Well, and hopefully it'll limit the ones that do read it. They won't be calling you, Don, bitching about my bill's wrong.
Yeah. Or do I have to pay that?
Yeah.
So in addition to the budget stuff, there's no other little summer goodies we want to put in.
So we need to approve the newsletter.
But that's what, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is there, in addition to, I mean, it's all budget.
Yes.
And that, rates.
Except yeah. for the late fall.
And the late fall. Yeah. Are there any other little goodies you want to put in there?
I probably would have put steel in capital letters.
We welcomed Reed last time, did we, in the last newsletter? To the
yeah, okay, we did.
All right. So
we made the suggestion. Yeah.
Do you think we need to say anything about being water wise, considering they yeah, haven't finished the work in Spalding yet?
No.
It's in Yarsel.
We want them to use water.
Yeah, water late in the day, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
So. You know, people aren't water wise by this time. They never will be.
Well, we do get new people, you know, that have never paid their had a water bill, some of them. It's just a suggestion, but I mean, I like it. It can stand the way it is.
Yeah, because where
do
we put it?
Should you limit it to 2 pages anyway, right? So that's.
Do I hear a motion to approve the newsletter?
I'll move to approve the newsletter as written.
I'll second.
Reed?
Aye.
Dan?
Aye.
Diane?
Aye.
Joanne?
Aye.
Greg?
Aye.
Hey.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
And then the next item is the board will be asked to discuss the next phase of signs to be installed in Christian Valley.
That would be a map. You have your map?
I have the map. I'm going to bring it for now because I still have the last one for something. Mm-hmm. So you'll see the
okay.
The dots. Again, kind of hard to read, so any clarification on any of these, I'll be happy to
move it over. Can you move the map over into Christian Valley? Okay.
That costs extra.
Moving it. So you did these dots are where you just put the signs?
Yeah.
Where you've installed them.
Yeah, the okay, so kind of hard to see on this zoom, but the solid dots are the ones that are to do
proposed
and the proposed ones, and then the dots with the white are the ones that
existing.
Are existing. They're in, they're done.
Okay.
They're up.
Okay.
And I might add, on Whit Road, I've had only good comments about that. I mean, it started out like, what? But there's so much construction going on that there have been people that are just pointing at the speed of the sun. and matter of fact, it fostered a conversation of they're wanting, because of all the construction, and there's some new drivers that, you know, take to the Whit Road Raceway, that they're wanting to put not speed bumps, but those tabletop.
Oh yeah,
you know, they go up and then go down, just to slow people down.
But
anyway,
they have been going really slow down the street.
Yeah,
let me tell you, I'm out there at 6:30 in the morning pulling weeds, and so they're starting down the road at 7 o'clock in the morning, and there's only one truck, small truck, that's going a little bit fast. But everybody else, even the people on Witt Road, have slowed down. It's nice. And I called out one of the mail carriers right after I, because I was still weeding in front. And so when she came to my mailbox, and I said, and to talk to her, I said, we have a speed limit. This is residential. And she goes, you don't have any speed limit signs. I said, yes, we do.
You will.
And then she says, I always drive 25 miles an hour in residential. And I said, you were going about 35. Prove it to me. So I
wonder if prove it. The navigation systems eventually pick these up.
So anyhow, but the mail truck has slowed down. Has slowed down.
So where do you want the blinking one with the number?
Yeah. Your speed is.
Yeah, those are very expensive, but you know, there's one in Saddleback.
Oh yeah, I always
do two of them.
They try to clock that thing out at like 50 sometimes.
It becomes a challenge. It defeats the purpose, right?
Oh no, trying to get slow three down.
We don't say some people though, like see how fast they can.
Yeah. Anyhow.
So this is everything we derived last time, right? We just need to approve it.
So where?
Okay.
If we approve all the dots.
All the dots.
At the last meeting.
Yeah. So the tiny solid dots are the ones that mm-hmm. are yet to be installed, and then the ones with the white, the ones that are outlined in green with the white inside are the ones that are in. They're installed. They're up.
Okay.
And red is weight.
Red is weight limit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a yellow, which is that.
Warning.
What did the warning say?
It's just an arrow. It's just for that.
Oh, those little.
The turn.
Yeah, turn arrow.
And it's
hourly grade.
The
chevron type looking thing.
Yeah, that would actually require updated footers. Requested by the homeowner right on the corner where the other sign got hit.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So good. That's good. To have. Okay. So do we need to?
We did the painstaking exercise last time, and I think we nailed everything. So it's just a matter of approving it.
Right? Well, these have been approved. They just haven't been put in yet.
Yeah. Okay. So we're not being asked to approve anything. Okay.
You can add more. It would, you know, wouldn't be a problem at all if you wanted to.
Well, that's what we talked about last month was. Just let's get the next phase rolling.
And then we can have discussion. Yeah.
I do have a point to make on the signs though. You guys had asked me to check on Virginia and Stanley for the load limit sign, and also so I went to the Highway Patrol office and they said, basically, if you have a private road and you want to put a no heavy trucks, no, you know, whatever you want, you're allowed to do that. But he said you should check with the county. And then I talked to the county today and they said basically at the corner of Virginia and Stanley, we have to be 30 feet from that intersection back, and we can do whatever we want. So as far as that, you know, but they did suggest that I asked, what about the garbage trucks? He says, well, that's the, he says, you just call the garbage company and you tell them they're allowed to use that road once you close the sign. So.
Could you repeat that last part, Dan, because you kind of were breaking up.
Okay. When you post a sign that says no commercial traffic, garbage trucks fall under that heavy load commercial traffic. So what she said is she recommended that we contact the garbage company and let them know that they're allowed to use the road. So that would, you know, because once you a garbage truck up. It's very heavy, but that's we do that what once a week, so we're not too concerned about that. So.
Yeah, and it depends on the garbage truck's route. If they've got a lot of garbage in their truck, and when they go down that road, because they just fill the truck up and unload it and then come back out.
Section. Make sure the garbage truck's
here. Right, but the whole point is, why do you post the sign? Just to let the garbage company know it's okay to use the road to do their business. That's all.
Hey Dan, did they say what part of the intersection to go 30 feet from?
Virginia.
Well, basically, she looked it all up and she said it's 30 feet from the middle of the road. Okay, so if you were Stanley and Virginia run together. If you tie those two roads together and you from the middle of the road, you'd have to go 30 feet from that.
Awesome.
So she said, as long as you went 30 feet down the road from where those two roads intersect, you'd be fine.
All right. Thank you.
That's a good question.
Okay. Thank you, Dan.
Yeah, because I remember you guys had asked last month about that, and I told you I'd take care of it, so that's what that's the information I got. So
thank you, Dan.
Great. So when the item says next phase, this is the next phase that we already said. There's not a phase after that.
This is the phase that we discussed last month. It's up to you if you want to have a different phase
further discussion.
And then there's phase is not, a funny word, you can just say what, if you want more signs,
I thought we could. Is there something that we left missing after our discussion last time, roads we left out? I don't remember that. I thought we covered everything. But
we did, but then basically how I remember it, it's like, let's get all these signs in and see if you want more.
Okay.
So we can have this.
That's awesome.
Come up. After the
After these go in, let's put these in and then
exactly, and then reevaluate and see if you want more time.
Let's do that.
So I would like to make a suggestion that we get more detailed on our minutes, because none of this stuff is on in the minutes.
Oh, we have the map.
I know, but we've already discussed it, and so
we're
questioning because we, So I would like to see the minutes more detailed with our discussions.
So then for this, let's talk about what should be done for this one. The agreement was to install all proposed signs on the current map and then have a discussion at the next meeting for any new ones after they're
Once
they're installed.
If they're Will they be installed by the next meeting? Maybe
I
not. Not.
I really
ground's not soft anymore.
Yeah, this was a busy month for me. So.
I was putting some trees around.
You know
what? Hard as a rock.
Honestly, the last time I put them in, not last month, but the previous month, the ground was getting to the point where I was like dumping water in the hole. So it's not higher than before.
But if we have it on the agenda and you're not finished, we could just move it.
Christian Valley Concrete.
I installed my whole fence in the summertime, so.
Okay. So now we need to review the monthly action items.
Yeah, can I just have a clarification on number 5? Do you want me to have that for next time? Or should I just, I'll just work with Scott and then when everything's in, and then I'll put it on. Is that how you want me to put it on the agenda? So if all the signs are in by next month,
then
I'll put it on.
If not,
if it's not,
defer
to the next.
Yes, that's
okay.
Clear. Yeah.
It.
All right. So then share.
Oh, I'm still gonna change that load to 6, so it's 10 right now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's what I go.
Let's put that in minutes to just subtract it.
We're gonna change that.
Okay, speed limit signs, first item. Yeah. Okay, so we'll put provisionally, let's see, deploy phase 3 is defined. It's still the same thing, so but we'll move it provisionally to July. And it may go later in case they aren't done by July, right? We'll just keep that one.
That one's done. Is that right?
Oh, submitted and accepted, awaiting outcome. It's still the same.
Oh, no. It's, we got rejected.
Oh.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, we got rejected.
When?
That, I'm sorry, I must have not said it clearly. The resident in Christian Valley on Lauren Court sent me the article saying, here Tahoe got approved.
Okay.
Something else.
So
it's like three different places that got approved.
And we weren't on
the list. And we're
pissed.
Is there a 2026 one? We just call
it'll
it that.
Come up next year.
Yeah.
And so we'll
probably
deprioritize it, call it 2026, right?
Yeah, so it would be like March of.
February
of 2026.
Yeah, the FAP grants usually due in February. Like, you have to do the work up to it, but I think the deadline this year was like around February 20th or something like that.
Oh, so maybe we should change it to January then?
Yeah, to start it in January. Yeah. So can you call and find out why we didn't?
I'll ask.
Yeah, so let's say, hey, you know, we just want to make sure we're writing our grants. We want to make sure we're writing our grants well enough. Can you tell us why we rejected? You know, something like that.
And they may just help simply us. Say, you know, we had to rank them on a priority and these had a higher priority. You know, I could see them saying something like that.
Yeah.
You know, to be more politically clear.
Yeah.
Let's say, well.
Do you have any suggestions on for us to better write our grants then? Something like that.
And the road alignment object, finding monuments, all that stuff. Metal detector, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, when's that going to be done? It's been on here for a long time. And it seems like it's a rather simple thing to do. I looked at some metal detectors online and they're really cool. The way the readouts are really cool.
So
anyway, I'm in summer mode now, which is like Christian Valley.
So I'm
hoping that this month I'll get it done.
Okay, so we'll leave it as is for July.
Monuments.
Okay. And did we resolve what to do about the metal detectors? We're going to buy one, rent one. I remember it was up here.
They were like $99 to buy.
You just get one.
Yeah.
So we might need it for other things.
Well, it's sometimes locating a water line.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds like a good investment. Right. And then we have the parcel thing.
On hold.
Yeah, and if you use it to find any gold nuggets, you have to let us in on it.
Put it to August.
Yeah, August, yeah.
I became very busy.
And another grant item here.
What were the places, Tyler, you said last month that would be good places to apply?
I don't remember off the top of my head.
That was to be something that would be put on the minutes so we can go back and look at it.
I can email you tomorrow. I have the information in my office.
Okay, thank you.
I'll email you tomorrow.
Water pipeline. What if the water pipeline condition assessment?
Yeah, well, when we hear grant money, then we can do that.
Yeah.
High tech camera thing.
Yeah.
Then these PCWAs
should be on the bottom.
Yes, this is the, and then it's in the website. Did we figure out a solution to the website
date sequencing problem, or is that still, we were talking about that last time on those calendar items. I guess it has to be done manually.
They just need to literally manually maneuver it, you know, switch the rotation. And once you do it and you stay with it, it won't go out of sync like that.
That would be the only, let me just write it here. Address.
We were trying to work with it. I just don't remember if I fixed it.
What page is it?
It's the website. Which? Do you know which page it was on?
It has to do, yeah, I put it up here.
It's when the calendar for the agendas get.
Yeah, there's stuff like the last meeting.
Unless you literally put it at the top of the queue. Yeah. It, yeah, it's gets out of whack.
Well, here is it. It's when you go to board and you
scroll. I'll email you Thursday. Tomorrow's
okay. This that's year. Fine. Whenever,
okay.
Just whenever you have a moment.
We have a event tomorrow. I have to go to. So this stuff here gets a little out of whack.
Yeah.
May 20th, February 11th.
It's just
yeah. It should be like exact opposite order.
But even that, it's kind of not a directional thing. It's sort of like random almost sometimes.
Yeah.
So if that could be fixed, that'd be
it good. Is because the years don't even match.
Yeah, it's just needs some tender loving care of disease.
This is just when you click on most forward, it's just found.
Oh, okay. So I'll just call it.
It's kind of done, we just remove
it. Yeah, there's a better mechanism to do the same thing without, although it's good to have all these past agendas. Those are good. Yeah.
And you probably won't need it to go all the way down to 2019 on the main page, but.
Yeah, or however it's divided up, year by year.
You do keep all of the minutes, and we're missing quite a few years because that's part of the rules. You're supposed to keep them. So keep, no matter how long, no matter what year it is, keep them from there.
It'll just be good.
And have a backup.
Because in case. After a certain number of years, though.
I don't think so. You're always supposed to have the minutes. You're supposed
no,
to.
No, no. I'm like have a minutes archive, you know, for older than.
Well, you could find them on there. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
When I first set it up, I did set up a place where it's the repository for all the past agendas and past minutes. I don't know, you guys didn't keep up with it. You know, I had like a different kind of little panel for it. I haven't done any of that stuff for several years now, so I can't, you know, I'm sure it's been upgraded too. But I did have them segregated and compiled together, you know, I'd move them from the current to being archived.
Mm-hmm.
When I first set it up.
Here, but I'm gonna get nerdy here, but let's look at the source.
So you could do like the year and put all the minutes for the year in one place and
I did
archive it.
Okay. But it doesn't go back into the 60s really.
It's no, of course not. We have those.
No, the only ones that I put on there that were retro were the ones from the time we took and did get streamlined, put together. They don't go back, I don't think, before 2018.
So it's something in some script here that produces that, it looks like. I'm just, I think you're up to the source. It's not just straight HTML, it's some kind of program.
Okay. Yes.
I don't know. I just, you know, you just played in their sandbox. I don't have that kind of technical information to work.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a way to program it so it puts them in order. Cool. So you don't have to worry about it.
And then there's some of the videos. Can you archive all the Zoom meetings? Because that one is what, 2020? Are older because that's when Kathleen was here.
Okay, so these Zooms don't go with the entries. They're just
no.
Separate. Okay.
So I think the Zoom meetings need to be archived and click it.
In some order.
Some orders, okay. And then be able to just click on the tab and bring up all the Zoom meetings.
Here we go. If we go audio, I clicked on and we have these. again, these are recent. It says recent in 2022.
Okay. Do you guys want every Zoom recording on here? Because there's been past boards that have been told me, I don't want my face on the internet like this.
Well,
so that's
sort of required.
If you're
full disclosure,
a Zoom meeting.
No, the minutes are required, that's for sure.
Okay,
agendas, stuff like that. But having the Zoom recording.
So that, yeah, ChatGPT doesn't suck it up or rent somebody's fake video or something.
Well, you know, actually, we need to keep them because if there's something that maybe it's not on the minutes clearly, then we can go back to the Zoom meeting and listen to it. Yeah, I think we need to keep
it. It also gives you an audio file of the meeting rather than a video file. So if you want to update for the audio file, you can also that in lieu of the video.
Oh, really?
Zoom auto generates a transcript, which would be just as valuable.
That would be
that'd be the meeting minutes.
Yeah.
It's not
good.
It's not good. That's when I've had to go back to old meetings and figure I can't I turn off.
It's gotten a little better, but I'm in another organization where we do use it. But you have to edit it a little.
If there's the link, like you said, to the audio.
Oh yeah.
That make just the audio that takes people's faces off, then that would be just as good.
That might be. That's why I use my to go back. I just go to the audio file.
Oh yeah, so you can make a file for each year, the audio file,
right?
You know, so people know if they want to go back.
Scott, when you first set up Zoom for the meeting and stuff, I don't know what the platform looks like nowadays in terms of when you're creating a meeting. Do you have to select that from the get-go that it's going to generate a transcript? Because I'm watching, like right now, I'm watching it do in real time closed captioning, and it's really doing quite a good job, and that's where it's doing the transcript. So if the closed captions are any, you know, indicator, the transcript's probably pretty solid.
Okay. I might be remembering back when we were having all those audio issues, you know, and
you
couldn't understand anybody. And I don't think that the transcript was bugging out.
But now we have our own here.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, ever since we got the upgraded internet, I mean, this closed caption's working really well, and it helps me quite a lot.
Okay. Last but not least, and the suggestions for the agenda for next month, next meeting.
Well, we'll have an opening of the road bid.
Oh yeah, the opening. Hopefully we get more than one.
So I'm presuming we would get the estimate for the easement too by next month or no?
But yeah.
Okay.
You think how long did it say it would take him to do that appraisal?
I don't remember.
Like he
said it was like an hour.
Not for him.
1,000 an hour.
So he's going to, he said he would be happy to complete an inspection driving along Kenneth Way and viewing the impacted area without disturbing the homeowner.
Ask him how long it would take.
Yeah, and then ask him if him driving to the property or driving down the road would cost extra if that's included in his price, because I would like him to see what he's bidding, what he's appraising.
Because you work with a lot of appraisers, right? So you can kind of oversee.
Yeah, they do desktop appraisals now, which I think.
Huh. You don't look at the property.
Because they charge you the same amount.
They do look at the property with satellite.
Yeah, but that's not the same thing. They went into the house.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a lazy ass way to do it.
I'm just saying. I'm just telling Greg that yes, they do look at it, but it's satellite images and all that stuff. Desktop.
Yeah.
Using the computer to do.
But the inside of the property,
they can dip.
Just use the real estate.
You can put 90 something pictures on MLS now, which I think is ridiculous, but they can look at all the pictures, but that's not the same because those pictures are they're best, you know.
With wide angles.
And
hiding the problems.
Yeah. So I do a lot of adjustments on the pictures. I edit them.
A lot of cropping.
Cropping, yes, because they put too many in a kitchen. They've got the counter and part of the refrigerator. I get the refrigerator out, part out, yeah.
Have you seen the ad for the property for sale in Stanley? The one next to the Grunmeyer's, it's
like Barbara Lane.
Just before Barbara Lane.
I think I've looked at it.
So yeah, the property itself, not the corner one, the other one. The one.
Oh, you mean just on Stanley. Near Virginia and Stanley.
Yeah, after we go between Virginia and Barbara, there's one right down straight away. The usable area is about from here to the far side of that wall. But the pictures on the ad make it look like an expansive acre. And so people come by and look at it. And they're wondering how they're going to get to the property.
Someone needs to complain about it because that's false advertisement.
Yeah.
And that ticks me off. Well, anyhow, so any other items to put on the agenda for next month? Any suggestions? You have anything? So if you see something on the website that you want.
Yeah, I was going to say, if there's any.
If anybody sees anything on the website that they think needs fixing.
Is it worthwhile to do that kind of action to sort of go through the website and say,
think people should look at it themselves. And what do you think? Because it takes a long time to go through each page of the website.
In the next meeting, we make a list of what people have found.
We could do that.
Okay.
And bring the website up and to view so everybody can see what the person's talking about.
Yeah.
Who updates the website?
Darn and Scott. Mostly him. Sometimes we'll
put my head up slowly. Got it.
So you don't want any changes before next meeting so that the...
The things we talked about tonight about the time sequencing and the video archive and anything that's obviously needed, please do. Yeah. And then share that at the meeting, and then others can add to the list if they're future subsequent things.
Well, asking for consistency because everybody's saying, "Oh, this should be fixed," and then it's all different. Then it might be kind of a
some of the things are like getting those date things in order. I mean, that's unambiguous, and then things that say recent should be recent, not 2022. and there's something about the videos, time ordered videos. I don't know if that's a bigger project, but if they're going to be on there and archived, maybe they should sort of be links to them in some kind of
links to just the audio and take pictures.
Although that's a bit, or then you have to do a bunch of videos, audio stripping. If that's
the videos are already on there, we can leave, and then any future, any new ones we upload, we can do the audio files in the video. You know.
So may I have the floor, please?
Yes.
The supervisors and the commissioners, planning commissioners, have adopted now for their agendas that there's of course staff report, but they now have a section that's standing for them to, if they've been to some function or they've been on a committee or this or that, they just report back. So it's a standing item. So if we're involved in something, we hear something like Greg has now been taking in the last few meddlers meetings or whatever. Some of that stuff is helpful for the rest of the board members, but also to be out on the record for people to investigate further what's going on in the county or whatever, whatever we're doing on the side. You know, I'm always engaged in making comment and engaging on all of their items too. I would just like to see this district have us, you know, just a standing area for comments from each director, if necessary.
On things that we've observed or that kind of thing?
Yeah, or we've been involved in, or, you know.
Okay.
That has to do with our district, right?
No, anything that we've, you know, if it's countywide for the state, whatever, they report like they've been taking a trip to Washington to learn or deal with senators on these, you know, pieces of legislation. Just informing the public that they participated in that and what they glean for it.
Like, here's one from today's meddlers meeting. Zone zero fire defensible space will become a rule soon. Zone zero, which is things like making sure you don't have wood piled near the side of your house and all the other stuff. It's a new thing. So that stuff like that, right, Diane?
100%, right. That's what, yep, I'm saying.
I know.
When we're doing something that's a benefit to everybody, you know, just by our participation, trying to stay active and what have you. Yeah.
But, you know, if it pertains to everybody within, you know, like that one does, because I heard that they don't even want, they want all hardscape right around your house.
Yeah, you did that just by the house.
So I thought, I'm not taking down my camellia trees that have been there for 35 years. I keep them cut really low, but, you know, they stay green. So that'll be for the next person.
Unless the insurers decide.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Joanne. My poor little 60-year-old camellia out here is not getting chopped down either.
Yeah. So anyhow, I knew about that quite a few years ago when I had my property inspected by Cal Fire.
But now it's going to be a law.
Yeah, now it's going to be.
Yeah, zone zero, it's called.
Put it on to the next owner.
You know, they have zone one, two, you know, 30 foot out, 100 foot out. Now it's like 0 foot to 5 feet. You can't have anything combustible anywhere around your house. Right now, it's a suggestion, but within a month or so, it's going to be a law.
Who's going to be enforcing that?
Well, the fire, you know, you might be fined or something. Who knows?
So you just randomly drive on your
property? Well, just like for any other enforcement action about other defensible space, right? If you don't cut your weeds or whatever, this will be included in that kind of thing.
But who cattles on you for cutting weeds?
Well, no, people drive around. You know, the fire folks drive around and give you a notice or something. You know,
they only do that. They only drive around when you have a tree that they need to have trimmed. That's all they do.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you, when you sell your house, there is a disclosure that if you have a CAL FIRE report and there's things that needs to be done, they just put it off onto the new owners. They don't do it. The seller doesn't have to do it. There's a form to put it on to the buyers.
When I moved in, I got CAL FIRE reports at my door like every month.
Yeah.
It was like 3 or 4 years ago. But it was just the first year I lived there.
It's just for new people, because when we first bought the house, we were getting them and then they stopped. So I guess they do it, they pick on the new people.
New owners, yeah.
Ah, okay. The only thing that's going to get me to like Christian Valley is the cost of the fire insurance. Other than that, I'll be good forever. Yeah. And I know that's a major issue for a lot of people.
Yeah.
I know, and they're still working on it.
Asking as much as people's mortgage.
I mean, I'm lucky I still have regular insurance, but I know it's going to go up this year.
You're not on the airplane?
Not yet. No, I still have, USAA, and it's not, USAA. They go up every year, but it's not. I heard it's going up 40% this year.
40.
Whoa.
Okay, good.
Well,
I had an insurance guy tell me that was
USA as well.
That's what he said. When do you renew?
I know State Farm got a 17%, but they wanted 40.
Oh, maybe we left. Yeah.
Anyway, so do you all agree that that could just be put on the agenda as a standing agenda item, just like the general managers?
If they not have anything, and we don't, just go to the next person, sort of thing.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, that's not everybody reports out, but you know, they've been somewhere. That's what they've been. I find it interesting and useful because they do go to talk to other politicians, or they attend other meetings and other committees. So
I'll make it D and make it
do.
Well, this is like, a general,
you know, things like what's going on with the 49 and the Lawrence thing and all that stuff like that, right? That's definitely related.
Yeah, because it's a moving thing, right? It's always you're catching wind of certain things that will affect us, such as that.
Like the housing element we dealt with a couple of years ago, stuff like that, for sure.
It got dealt with again today.
I heard about that it would be on the medley. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll give it a try.
People showed up for that.
Yeah. It'll be a trial.
So I was just talking to Joanne about where to put it on the agenda. And so it'd be after the general manager's report, there'll be a board member information right there.
Right. That's really all they're doing. Both the commissioners and the supervisors, they just have a standing time for that item before they take public comment.
Okay. Anything else? Anybody has anything else to say? Okay, let's adjourn the meeting. Let's get a motion to adjourn this meeting.
To adjourn the meeting.
I'll second it. Oh, you can have it if you want.
Oh, no big deal.
Yeah, before 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Whoa. It's the light out. I should have put more stuff on there.
So if anybody thinks of anything, email the general manager to put it on the agenda Thursday before the meeting. That's the latest you can do it.
Sounds like a plan.
Before sunset.